Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Like the man said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I'm going straight back to the phones because I know we had some folks that have been very patient and have waited on through the break. I'll go ahead and take line three, Marie first from Huntsville. Hey, Marie, Phil Williams here from Right Side.
What's on your mind? Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, Marie. What's going on?
Well, I just had a thought. The two countries that are interested in the mineral rights in Afghanistan happen to be Russia and China.
Right.
Who received huge donations for all sorts of things from Russia and China? Hunter Biden. How do you wrap up Afghanistan in a nice big red bow? To do what we just did. Just a thought, Marie.
Yeah. That's one of those thoughts that I hate to say makes you go home. What it really does is it makes you want to have an investigation.
The thing is nobody's asking the question.
No, they're not. They're not. And we've got, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop. No one wants to even talk about that. But it's a complete pass. Had that been Donald Trump Jr., it'd be a whole different world.
Oh, my God.
It?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I just thought I'd throw that out there because nobody else seems to have done so.
Marie, thanks for the call. And I appreciate you holding on during the break, too, by the way. Thank you very much. Hey, that's Marie from Huntsville. Yep. All right. Hey, let me go to line one. And by the way, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866, I'll take calls for a few more minutes if you feel like talking about things right now because this is a heavy time we're in. 866-494-9866. I got Mark. Mark, hey, Phil Williams here. What's on your mind?
Well, I was in 2004 and 2005, and the trouble isn't with Biden because everybody knew what he would do to some degree, just not that he'd be this degree. The problem is that we voted for somebody like this, and it's hard to emotionally realize he's given $84 billion worth of weapons to a terrorist group.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you have the media, our media, covering it up for him and trying to give some justification. And then you have a Congress that is Democrat, Republican, right down the line. What happened to when I was growing up where we had them cross the lines and work with each other and go, this guy's an idiot. If this happened 30 years ago, this would be over. He'd be impeached. And everybody from both parties, I think we need to become Americans again. And I think we all need to realize we have responsibilities for the country and not for their own political gain. And, by the way, the Russians and Chinese are also on the heroin that they get to pump out of there. I mean, there's fields of it over there, just miles and miles, and it's still there. So we have a lot of issues to solve here in America, and one of them is don't be so gullible. Elections have consequences.
Mark, thanks for your service. Man, thank you. It was not at all wasted, and I appreciate you calling into the show and being a part of this audience. And you're absolutely right, man. In fact, you just said something that I said the first part of the show. Elections do have consequences, and we are seeing the massive nature of some of those consequences right now before our very eyes. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call. Listen, folks, I'm going to leave those phone lines open, 866-494-9866. If you want to talk about it, I'll take a few more calls. But I do want to do this. Let me just ask you, first of all, what was the mission here? What was the mission? You know, it was the mission, you know, Kareem said earlier, he was talking about the fact that, well, Trump did these things and Trump did those things. And yeah, but you know what? Trump, I do not believe for a second that this would have gone down this way under a Trump administration. You can't convince me otherwise. Now, I have the luxury of saying that, knowing Trump's not there to prove me wrong, but nonetheless, do I like the fact that Trump negotiated with the Taliban? I don't. I do know you have to negotiate with who's there on the battlefield sometimes. That's how wars end. But nonetheless, I don't think Trump would have ever negotiated something that would have allowed the Taliban to take over the country and then would have abandoned Americans and left them behind. I tell you what, let's play a clip right now, Copper. Let's go ahead and play, while I leave the phone lines open, 866-494-9866, in case somebody wants to call in. Copper, go ahead and play clip three from Mark Levin. Clip three.
This is the biggest disaster in modern military history for the United States of America. What exactly was our mission here? What exactly was our mission here? Was our mission to get our troops out? Well, we had to send more troops in. Was our mission to get our American citizens out, our brothers and our sisters? Well, they're stuck behind enemy lines right now. What was our mission? And how was this mission carried out? Can anybody think of a single commander-in-chief or general who would pull the military out before the citizens are pulled out? I can't think of one. So why was that done? Then we're told, look, there'll be plenty of time for recriminations, plenty of time to review this. We need to act immediately. Really? Well, I have a piece here from Politico just the other day. The headline is, White House to Media, we want our props on Afghanistan. They want their props on Afghanistan? Really? Why did we send August 31 as the deadline and tell all of our enemies all over the region, if you want to attack us, make sure you hammer us hard before August 31st? Why did we create a situation where we basically created the Alamo?
And we did. We created the Alamo. We created the Alamo, which again was rocketed yesterday, by the way. We created the Alamo where 13 brave service members lost their lives standing at a gate where even Americans sometimes couldn't get through because the Taliban were considered the outer perimeter. We created the Alamo because we shut down Bagram Airfield, jerked everybody out of the country, and then went, whoops, and realized we had to go back in and set up an entirely different force structure with entirely different facilities than the actual hardened facilities that we had prepped for years. We did. And right now, by the way, you know, this discussion, and I've been fairly benign by comparison to other issues with the fact that the Taliban have $84 billion worth of equipment. It's a fiscal loss. There are some aspects of it that are truly a military loss. I anticipate that some of it is going to wind up being like a bunch of paperweights because those Neanderthals won't know how to use them. Then again, they may surprise me. Because unfortunately, I'm looking at a picture that someone just posted on social media being run on an Arabic website, and I hope it's not real. Charlene just sent it to me. It's the Taliban using an American Black Hawk helicopter that we left behind, and they're hanging somebody from it in Kandahar as it flies over. That's pretty shocking, and I hope it's not real, but that would be just like the Taliban to use one of our American helicopters to hang somebody from as they fly it. Hey, the phone lines are open, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. Let me do this, though. Before I go to the lines, I see one's already on the line. I want to remind some of you guys, as much as it got to me a moment ago when I saw the news flash about them claiming the war is over, I want to remind you guys, and we had that call a minute ago from Kareem, and Kareem mentioned his nephew who served two tours in Afghanistan and struggles now. And I'm just going to tell you right now, folks, if you know a veteran or if you are a veteran and you struggle, there are resources available for you. There's a thing, one of them, just here's one right now. There's plenty of them, but one of them right now is the Veterans Crisis Line. You can call 800-273-8255, 800-273-8255. If you don't have somebody working with you right now, they will find you somebody. Don't let yourself go. Don't float in it and believe that no one cares or that your service was wasted. Don't do that. Don't do that because it wasn't. Every time you put on the boots, what you did meant something. And the idea that that the Biden administration could rob you of that is not real. All right? I'm just telling you, it's not. I got Dan from Madison on line four. Let me go and get Dan from Madison. Hey, Dan. Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Listen, real quick before my take, eastbound ramp, going to Huntsville off of Walter Anna, it's all backed up. There was an accident. I'm in the middle of it.
So, wow, sorry to hear that. Okay, thanks for
letting us know that. 565 is kind of backed up right around that juncture, so be careful.
Good word, thanks.
You know, my friend, it's a dumpster fire. And you know what? I wouldn't put it past it. With them, it's optics. And you know who I'm talking about? Them, all right? It's about their egos, all right? And everybody wants to pat each other on the back instead of doing the right thing. Sometimes when you do the right thing, you get your hands dirty. You got to get in there and dig it out, okay? But here's the deal. I think almost to a T that I like they wanted to say, okay, we got all the everybody out of Afghanistan by September 11th. Look at us. All right. I wouldn't put it past them to use September 11th as a stage for their dog and pony show, and they're paper tigers. You know what a paper tiger is? Looks tough, but ain't nothing. All show and no go. That's what's going on with this president, okay? I want someone that rolls the sleeves up, goes in there, and does what he's supposed to do. We should have had these people out a long time ago, and I believe the previous president was on the way to do that.
Hey, Dan, I agree with you completely. And I said one time to Rick Perry when he was running for president, I had a chance to meet him, and I told him, I said, I want a God-fearing gunslinger for president. That's what I want, and that's exactly what I want.
Well, you're educated, man, and you're extremely smart. You're getting a blue-collar. When I call in, I'm your blue-collar guy. I'm going to talk to you like a blue-collar guy.
Hey, well, I may have some book learning, but I got my hands dirty along the way, so thank you, brother. Hey, Dan, thanks for the call. We appreciate you being in the audience. Take care in that traffic out there, man. Thanks for the update on that, too. All right, folks, let me go run to Jerry from Huntsville on line 5. Hey, Jerry, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. Thanks for holding there. What you got? Jerry, you there? Did we lose Jerry? Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? Now that I see the time, I guess it's good because we're about to head to that break. So let's go ahead and take that short break. We'll come back and try to wrap this thing up and see if we can move on. I thought we were moving on before, and then breaking news happened. I'll take that call. Jerry, if you want to call back, you sure can. 866-494-9866. Phone's open to the bottom of the hour. 866-494-9866 on Right Side Radio. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. And just plain having a hard time with this show today. I'll be honest with you. This has been some more kind of an emotional show. Sitting here watching the news break before my very eyes. You know, breaking news right now is that the press conference has concluded at the Pentagon, and they are waiting on word from the Department of State what their plan is for these people that have been left behind. They're interviewing a variety of different reporters, and one of the things that we just said a moment ago on the 5 by Greg Gutfeld was literally, he said, this is the worst military operation I have ever observed, and it wasn't even because of the military. And that's exactly right. And I tell you what, it's something else to behold. It is something else to behold. And let's go ahead and listen. I'll leave the phone lines open. This last segment going down to the bottom of the hour, 866-494-9866. And I see I got a caller on line 1, John from Huntsville. Hey, John, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. Thanks for holding during the break. What you got?
Hey, Phil. Well, we no longer have a democratic republic. This is what happens when you have a fraudulent election and the media wants to pretend that it wasn't fraudulent. We don't live in a democracy anymore. We have a geriatric puppet as a president, and I fear for the country.
Yeah, it's a great point, John, and I'm equally concerned for the country. Now, you know, I said earlier on that that you know, 2020 wound up being an onslaught from all different directions, and who could have possibly seen that they would use a pandemic to make bureaucratic decisions that weren't allowed to be made and made them anyway about elections. But nonetheless, it's where we are now. But here's the thing. The thing that encourages me in this is it's ticking a whole lot of people off who are not going to let it happen on the next round. And we better go to the polls in strength, brother, come 2022.
The process is fraudulent. The process is fraudulent. What does that leave us with? It leaves us with armed revolt. I mean, that's the remedy from this point out. We don't have fair elections.
Now, I don't think I'd ever advocate for armed revolt. I don't think that's where we are, brother. I don't. I think we've got a situation where we have exposed the lies.
Bill.
Well, I think there's some good mad going on up there, but I can't ever get on this radio and say, "Oh, armed revolt. Let's arm up, gentlemen." I mean, I think we have. When I say right side ruffians, I'm talking about people who will speak out, not fight out. All right? And so truth be told, John, I don't think we go down that road. I think what we have to do is say we will work within the confines of what we have. And what we have right now is still a Democratic Republic, and we want to keep it. And we want to keep it.
Go down that road either, Phil, but the elections aren't working.
This one didn't work, John. Just this one didn't work. I can't say they don't work in general. I said the other day, it took a Carter administration being elected to bring us a Reagan, and that's what we've got to do. We've got to use the 2022s to gain back the House and the Senate so that we can move toward 2024. But, hey, John, thanks for the call. We lose him? Okay, well, we're done. But hey, John, thanks for the call. And I know your sentiments, man. The anger you have, John, is the same anger that I have and a lot of others have. But I don't want to hear that kind of talk about armed revolt. That's not worth it. That's not worth our time. That is not going to happen. And the idea that we're going to suddenly sit around and go, let's get the 25th Amendment in play, that's not going to happen either. You better start working within the constraints of what you have. You know your left and right limits, legally speaking. Go after them. Go after them. So let's go ahead and take line two, Lee from Huntsville. Hey, Lee, Phil Williams from Right Side. How are you, Miss Lee?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I have been trying to educate people on the dangers, the damage, and the horror of federalizing elections, and they're not understanding what the freedom that it'll take away from them. So I was hoping you explain things so well. Would you educate people on why they're wanting to federalize elections and what that would take away from all of us in the states?
Wow. Hey, Lee, great point. And I will try to bring it to that, because I've been saying this entire show in between things about Afghanistan that elections have consequences. And John and I just got into a spat a minute ago about whether or not we believe it's time for armed revolt. I would never advocate for that. But with regards to federalizing elections, yes, the reason why they want to tie that all into centralized government is because they know if they can contain the power in one place, they can remove any and all decision-making, and you won't have any outposts of freedom, which is what I call states like Alabama that still have the ability to exercise that 10th Amendment. We have a 10th Amendment right in the Constitution to take certain measures under state law, and that's why election processes are different in the various states. The U.S. Constitution requires that the state legislatures would set the parameters under which the elections are governed in accordance with like a national timeline. Now, the nationals can say, here's the date for the national election. States, run it in your accordance with your state laws. And then they have to put in place certain laws at the state level that are done in accordance with, things like civil rights and other things. But nonetheless, they are state governed. That's why our Secretary of State, Secretary John Merrill, did such a great job with laws that I was proud to help pass while I was in the state Senate, like having a photo ID, like making sure that everybody had the option to get a photo ID and present it when they got to the polls. Like, we didn't do drive-by, elections. We didn't do massive fraudulent mail-out of ballots and ballot harvesting. And if you centralize the elections, they can also then centralize all those processes. They can say, you know what? We Democrats are in charge now. We think everybody should be able to print their ballot at home. Oh, okay. We think everybody should be allowed to have one person from your block who goes around and collects all the ballots, and we'll pick who they are. And, oh, by the way, we're going to go to the nursing homes, and we'll vote for you. Call us and tell us how you feel. We'll vote for you. I mean, they'll change things around to the point that you can't even recognize it being an election anymore. So Lee, your point is well taken. I just touched the tip of the iceberg of why we don't need to federalize elections. You have a federal date and you have a federal election. It is governed according to state law. And states like Alabama and Florida, South Dakota, Texas, and other holdouts right now in the realm of conservatism, or at least pseudo-conservatism, are still able to govern their elections in a way that keeps alive the hope that people like John from Huntsville need to be restored to. It's the state election processes that will keep us in touch with the fact that elections do have consequences, and they cannot steal them consistently. Folks, we got to take it back in 2022. You better be paying attention to who's running. And then 2024, God help the Biden administration. I hope they're all thrown out on their keisters at that point. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. We'll be right back. Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Hey, folks, Phil Williams here on Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. And listen, I got to tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions. Have you heard about them? I mean, golly, bum. If you're looking for a job, and a lot of people are, if you're looking for a job, ZLA Solutions, they put people back to work every single day. If you're an employer looking to fill out your ranks of your workforce, they will bring you the people like almost on a silver platter. I mean, they'll go through the hiring for you. They'll do the background checks. They'll do the drug testing. They'll have them ready for you to go to work. ZLA Solutions, they like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. ZLA Solutions, check them out at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. Hey, listen, I almost hate to do it, but then again, I know I should because I'm going to change the subject for a few minutes. Got to. Because there was another epic story that occurred over the last 24 hours especially, and it's still occurring, and I want to talk about how it impacts Alabama a little bit. But, you know, there's some good news, some really good news. You know, what's crazy, kind of almost in a creepy sort of way, is that yesterday, Hurricane Ida, which was listed as a Cat 4, almost, like literally almost a Cat 5 hurricane, was listed as being one of the most incredibly strong, like literally it was the strongest hurricane to hit New Orleans. I think it was the second strongest ever and the strongest in 100 years. I mean, this was a big, big storm, y'all. This was monstrous. And so Hurricane Ida slammed into the New Orleans area. And, you know, praise God, here's the good news story. The levees held. Because if you remember, it happened, by the way, that the creepy part of it, I started to say, and I got sidetracked. The creepy part of it was 16 years to the day of Hurricane Katrina. Now, how creepy is that, right? You got that other major, major, major storm. Hurricane Katrina, which caused so much loss of life and damage to property. I mean, it was awful. In fact, I remember the guys that I served with in Iraq during my second tour, we were together in downtown Baghdad for an entire year going through everything it took to keep the Shia uprising, you know, under control and you know, combat operations on a daily basis. And those guys came home, and literally, I want to say within 6 months of coming home, they got mobilized to Katrina duty. And it was a heck of a thing. But folks, what I'm saying is here this time, the damage from Katrina was huge because of the storm, but it was massive because the levees didn't hold. This time, praise God, the levees held, and so did the pumps. The pump system and the levee system, which has been installed to the tune of billions of dollars, saved New Orleans and the surrounding parishes from another overwhelming event. And so right now, you've got this report that I've got in my hands right now says one of the strongest storms to hit the U.S. mainland ever has left over 1 million people without electricity. So that's one thing that's going on. And, you know, you're still in the heat of summer. And if you lived down in New Orleans before or down in the coastal areas, you know, ain't nothing good about no air conditioning this time of year, especially when there's that much water. So you've got that humidity, that baking heat. And literally, they're saying right now, 1 million people without electricity. The one thing that does concern me in this, I did see a report. They were very concerned because that electrical power grid, they run those pumps that pump that excess water out that breaches any levees and floods the streets. They run the pumps off of generators, but of course their backup is the actual power grid. The generators, because obviously it's a storm issue, and they recognize the storms have to be able to control. The storms can impact electricity. They want that to only be a backup. Well, right now they have no backup. Generator goes down, they're going to have trouble. But right now we have one death, which is awful, but it was by someone being hit by a falling tree, apparently outside Baton Rouge. But there's 4,900 National Guard personnel, 195 high-water vehicles, 73 rescue boats, 34 helicopters working the relief scene right now. The Red Cross is obviously doing its thing. FEMA is certainly doing its thing. And the reports are right now that the damage was nothing like Katrina. Now there's damage, and there will be millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of insurance claims and people who are struggling. I know that my church, Church of the Highlands, actually has a response team that literally I guarantee is on the way right now. Church of the Highlands is amazing as a church anyway, but they have these trailers that are already pre-packed, and they just go. And when the event happens, boom, they're gone. And they I've seen them, because when tornadoes hit my district as a state senator, I was proud to watch my church be one of the first on the scene and the last to leave. And I'm talking about truckloads full of stuff, like big trucks full. And they come in and they're packed full of chainsaws and bottled water and shovels. And, you know, those guys walk out there with their hard hats. They've all taken time off work. Some of them are on staff at Church of the Highlands. This is what they do. And they're told go. And they go. Proud of them. Proud of my church. But listen, how's that impact Alabama? So right now what you need to understand is the storms are now moving north, all right? So Alabamians, be aware that all of Alabama, these reports are saying, could see strong storms and isolated tornadoes even. And you need to watch the weather reports, because tomorrow is going to be kind of a rough day as a storm. It's now a tropical storm, 40-mile-an-hour sustained winds moving north. I mean, that's breaking news for you right now here at 4:42 on Monday afternoon. And I'm just telling you, you got to watch this weather, because you know what tornadoes are like in Alabama. They're awful. We have both the hurricanes on the coast and we have the tornadoes on the rest of the state, and we get roughed up sometimes. So do not pay attention. Take all necessary precautions. Watch the weather. Be totally aware. Let me flip through this report that I pulled down offline and see what the North Alabama section is, since my listening audience is largely North Alabama. It does say here all of North Alabama will be under a flash flood watch starting today. All right, so that's today. The Ida is expected to move northeastward across the area early today into Tuesday and bring more flash flooding, tornadoes potential, and gusty winds. Rain is expected to spread north into North Alabama from the south early this afternoon. So as we speak right now, you're probably getting wet. Flash flood watch has been expanded to include all of North Alabama. Forecasters will be watching. Where am I looking for counties here? All right, a flash flood watch for all of North Alabama today through late Tuesday for the counties of Lauderdale, Colbert, Franklin, Lawrence, Limestone, Madison, Morgan, and Coleman. Might as well have just said the Right Side Radio listening audience. All right, so if you are in the sound of my voice on AM or FM right now, just understand you could have the potential of 2 to 4 inches of rain, up to potential of 6 inches of rain within the next 24 hours. That's a lot of rain. If you live near a creek that has a tendency to flood, if you have some low-lying stuff, if you have loose things sitting out on your deck, whatever, take those usual storm precautions and just be widely aware, okay? But that's great news though. And I'm so pleased. I mean, like, we don't have enough going on right now. Between COVID and all the things that are happening right now with Afghanistan. And the Pentagon, by the way, I'm looking at right now, it's breaking news. Let me go back to it. Breaking news, Americans are still in Afghanistan. That's a Pentagon report. Pentagon, Americans still in Afghanistan. Well, I could have told you that. In fact, I did tell you that. Earlier in the show, I mentioned to you that yesterday, Hamid sent me, my interpreter from Afghanistan. We've been working to hopefully get his family out. And we got them approved for their exfil. But they did not get a call from the State Department. I want to thank, as loudly as I can, the Office of State Senator Tommy Tuberville. At every turn, his staff has answered my call, sent me texts, sent me letters, forwarded everything I sent to them. I'm talking about even on nights and weekends. So if you're on the staff of Senator Tommy Tuberville, understand you should be proud of your office. And I'm thankful. I'm very thankful. And that's not me just calling out somebody in some bipartisan or some partisan way. I'm going to tell you right now, if that had been Democrat Senator Doug Jones back in the day and I was asking for help and getting it, I'd have thanked him too. In this case, I get to thank Senator Tuberville and his office for their help on all this. However, the Department of State is a complete failure. The Department of State is a debacle. And when you add to that the feckless and reckless way in which our military was handled by the Biden administration over the last 8 months, and especially the last 60 days, it added up to a capitulation. And so we did not see Hamid's family get out. And I'm hopeful that we're going to wind up seeing something good come of that in the days to come. But on top of that, here's the thing. What I started to say a moment ago, and I do this, I chase a rabbit sometimes because I got so much in my head right now. But what happened yesterday was Hamid sent me the images. I've got them on my phone, y'all. I think I'm going to leave them there just so I can look at them once in a while and pray over them. But I've got the images of a young lady with dual citizenship. Her husband is in California right now. And she and her four children, ages 1 through 6, are all U.S. citizens with American passports. I've got copies of their passports. And they are stuck in Afghanistan. They are stuck there right now. They were doing everything right to get out. And at every single turn, they were thwarted by the Taliban, who would not let them get to the gate. I'm just telling you, this whole notion that the Taliban were cooperating with us and that ISIS-K is the enemy. ISIS-K, the enemy of the Taliban. They're the real bad guys. I got news. They're all the bad guys. They're all the bad guys. How hard is that to figure out? They're all the bad guys. I read you a quote earlier from the book, Warrior Ethos, by Stephen Pressfield. And he flat said it, that they will, at any given turn, work together, regardless of whether they like each other, in order to fight the common enemy, which is us, and they'll fight each other again later. That's where we are right now. And because of that, the Taliban cannot be trusted, never should have been trusted by either administration, by the Trump administration or, again, by the Biden administration especially. The very idea that we gave them part of our perimeter security and coordinated with them and literally gave them the names of American citizens. Hey, here's a list of Americans and Afghan allies. Make sure you watch for them. Help them through the gate, would you? Thanks, buddy. What kind of crap is that? Who does that? Who authorized that, by the way? Charlene just sent me something. Let me see who this is, by the way. She just sent me something that says, breaking news right now, that there are 90 retired generals and admirals that are all calling for Milley and Austin to resign immediately. One of the comments under it says, any way other Americans can sign that petition? I'll sign it. I'll sign it twice if you let me. 90 retired generals and admirals. I'll try to find that storyline and bring it to you later. 90 retired generals and admirals call for Milley and Austin to resign immediately. That's where we are. Wow. Well, this whole show has been consumed by Afghanistan, and we're going to head to our last short break here for the show. Come back and wrap it up. I've got stacks of paper I did not touch. Stacks. But I'm going to leave you with something when we get back that I think is a little more, you know, interesting and perhaps heartwarming. Who's your favorite classic rock guitarist? I got one. I'm going to tell you what he thinks about COVID restrictions. It's kind of funny. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, and also live online at rightsideradio.org. You can listen to us anywhere. You click on Listen Live, and there we is. All right, folks, we'll be right back after this. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here on Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. And hey, listen, folks, I've been telling you about my friends over at etaxbreaks.com. You probably heard their ads playing. I'm going to tell you right now, I know these folks personally, known them for a while, and they have 23 years of experience at finding your business money you didn't know it qualified for. Yep, got your attention, didn't I? etaxbreaks.com. They find your company money that you didn't know you qualified for. There's like 3,000 programs out there around the nation right now that literally will qualify your company for like grants and tax breaks and tax incentives for things you didn't even know existed. Like and just common sense stuff like, did you hire a veteran? Did you place your business in a geographic location that you didn't realize qualified for more credits? Did you survive the pandemic as a business? Did you retain your employees in the pandemic? Did you hire a felon and give them a second chance? Guess what? All those things qualify you and more. Go to etaxbreaks.com/rightside. They only get paid if they find you money. etaxbreaks.com/rightside. So listen, I think Greg Gutfeld on TV during the break, I clicked on because I'm seeing breaking news. President Biden has announced that he will address the nation tomorrow as to his decision not to extend the deadline. But then he went ahead and very quickly said, but it was the recommendation of the Joint Chiefs. Okay. Then what are you coming out to say tomorrow, Mr. President? If you've already thrown it off on your advisors, I got news. You're the one who makes the final call. National command authority ends at your level. So, Mr. President, you know, you're going to come out and address us tomorrow. You're going to have a hard time making that one sell. But nonetheless, he did it knowing full well there were Americans still in country. But Greg Gutfeld, I started to say a moment ago and I got sidetracked. I do that all the time. Greg Gutfeld probably had one of the best lines I have heard in a while. He was talking about the fact, he says, what happened to all the anonymous reporting? He said, you know, he's talking about how nobody is pressing the Biden administration. This is the biggest debacle this is the kind of debacle that no administration should be allowed to not be pressed on. And he said, and by the way, where's all the anonymous reporting? He said, back in the Trump administration, this is his words, he said, if Trump had broke wind, there would have been 5 anonymous sourced reports indicating the decibel levels. and it's true. There was a constant... Anonymous sources have now, sources choosing to remain anonymous for fear of losing their jobs. Sources maintaining their anonymity because they've not been given authority to speak. I mean, it was every single day, and yet we're seeing nothing. There's no anonymous sourcing anymore. It's all you know, sunshine and roses. Let's ask him how he feels. Which flavor of ice cream did you want today, Mr. President? Well, listen, I've said elections have consequences, and they do. One of the things you need to remember, folks, is in the absence of a federal law to the contrary, all of the restrictions you see on your life in COVID, I'm changing the subject slightly, all the restrictions you see on your life in COVID, they come from your state and local. State and local elections matter too. And I think the pushback has begun. So one of my favorite all-time guitarists, Eric Clapton, how can you not like Mr. Slowhand? That man's had a career. Well, listen, Eric Clapton, by the way, is not anti-vax, but he's a big fan of personal liberties. Eric Clapton came out recently. I'm holding the story in my hand. I got paper. And Eric Clapton recently said he will not play at venues that require proof of vaccination. You hearing that? That's our boy Eric Clapton. He says he will not play venues that require vaccinations. And he came out with a new song called Enough is Enough. It's all about the fact that he believes, he says, if you want to claim my soul, you got to come break down this door. And he goes on to say that he also did another song, by the way, with, who was that? Van Morrison. He did one with Van Morrison called Stand and Deliver that was also addressing COVID-19 lockdowns. So you see what I'm saying? It's begun. But understand, folks, elections have consequences, and that includes your state and local elections. But the movement is underway. There is still a groundswell. Do not lose heart, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, and live online at rightsideradio.org. Mark Levin, the great one's coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a